As promised, let's go to Chicago, that toddling town. Big auto show getting underway for the general public today. And we're delighted to welcome Sarah Brewer to the program from the a strategist for the Ford Motor Company. Are you working on strategy today, Sarah?
Well, mostly marketing strategy, but yes.
Uh-huh. Tell us about the show. Exciting?
Yeah, it's really exciting. So, I mean, after a year and a half of kind of not being able to engage with the public very much, we're really excited to get a bunch of things out in front of the public and let people see them and touch them, since we've had a lot of exciting vehicles launch or reveal maybe since we've been able to come out.
Yeah, so are you bringing out some stuff the public hasn't really got a hold of yet?
Sure. So the F-150 Lightning is at the show, and the new Maverick is at the show, the compact truck. And we have a very special truck, but this one's more of a showpiece, which is a Rocket League edition Ford F-150.
So what's that all about?
Well, for those who don't know, Rocket League is a video game where rocket-powered cars play soccer. So they're kind of on a field, but they can also twirl through the air and do a bunch of tricks.
Wow.
And Ford partnered with them as part of our, you know, our gaming endeavors. And we launched an F-150 into the game of Rocket League back in February and March. And this was the first time that Rocket League partnered with an OEM to put a vehicle in the game. Usually they either create their own vehicles or sometimes they have vehicles from the movies, but it's the first time they actually collaborated with one of the manufacturers on it. And we decided to put the truck into the game because the gamers, the people who play Rocket League, were asking for a truck. There had never been a truck in the game. So the first part was our F-150 designers getting in touch with the Rocket League designers to bring this to life and kind of figure out what do we need to make this an F-150, but also to make it Rocket League. So we kept lots of the design cues that make it an F-150, like the dip in the windows and the headlights and the taillights and the aggressive stance. But it's also Rocket League-ified because it has rocket boosters in the bed and lots of lights, like the wheels light up and all kinds of crazy stuff. And now we decided, wouldn't it be fun if we built one? So I think this is the only Rocket League vehicle that's in existence. So we have that and we're having a little bit of fun with it.
Wow. So we can't buy it.
No, you can't buy it, but you can come get your picture with it. And you can play Rocket League on the floor. So if you've never played Rocket League, you can come play that. Or, you know, if you have kids or friends that want to play it and show it to you, you can do that while you're at the show. But yes, it's mostly just for fun.
So you put the truck in the game. Do you put the game in the truck?
There's a lot of talk of gaming in vehicle, especially with electrification and that, but it's still being developed.
Uh-huh.
So far, no Rocket League in vehicles, but gaming in vehicles is definitely a hot topic at Ford.
Hey, Sarah, why are these big auto shows so important?
For us, it's really important because it's a chance for people to get to see and feel and touch them. And even, you know, a lot for consumers, they can get out and see a lot all at once, and they can learn a lot about a lot of different vehicles. My former role at Ford was also in customer experience, and I think it's kind of nice for consumers to be able to see and experience all of this and also in a maybe no-pressure environment, right? It's all just for viewing, and you can come learn what you want. It's exciting because you can let them actually see it, and sometimes virtual helps us all get through a lot, but there's no replacement for seeing it and feeling it, especially a vehicle is something you're going to, you know, it's a big purchase and something you're going to use a lot. So wanting to get in there and see it and feel it and touch it.
Well, despite the pandemic, I know it was a crazy year for car sales. Are you feeling the excitement from the public for the big car show?
definitely. We were, you know, excited that this is happening, but a little tentative about how will it go, et cetera. But I think the general expectation is that people are ready to go do things. So we're expecting it to go pretty well. Today's the first day it's open to the public. So I'm excited to see how the interaction goes. But I'm expecting positive. We have a lot of cool things to show people.
And where are you at in Chicago?
We're at McCormick Place.
McCormick Place? Okay.
Yep.
Just in case we swing by.
Yes, we're at McCormick Place in the West Building.
Sarah, appreciate the visit.
Thank you very much.
Have fun. From the auto show in Chicago from the Ford Motor Company, Sarah Brewer.